It is a pleasure to welcome back into Press Row Chattanooga FC coach Peter Fuller. Coach, how are you today?
Guys, I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We are fine. The last time we talked to you a couple of weeks ago, you had done one Zoom meeting. Have your Zoom skills gotten better?
They have, but I'm still you know what it's like. I'm the kid in the class that's a little bit slow and everything else. So they still make fun of me, but regardless of what they say, I'm a lot better than they say I am.
All right, is May 16th still kind of that target date as far as Nisa's return? I know it's May 10th, which has, I guess you would be out in California that day, so that seems unlikely. But is the May 16th home match still something you guys are clinging to and having to prepare for unless told otherwise?
Exactly. I mean, we haven't received any real indication from the league in terms of anything different. Again, if you're asking me, do I think that probably changes? Yeah, I think it probably does. But as of right now, that's what we know, and that's what we're going with, and that's what we're going to try and prepare for. So try to get back in and get back into training if we can that first week of May.
Coach, how much can the Nisa? Because you're talking about two different countries, two different parts of the world, but news that Bundesliga could be coming back in early May without fans. So, I mean, that's kind of the first big professional sports league that is announcing a return, obviously not in this country, but what was kind of your reaction to that, and does that give you optimism about the Chattanooga FC coming back?
It does. I think all of us, regardless of what sport we're in or even what industry we're in, I think anything like that gives you a little bit of a lift and gives you a little bit of a feeling that, man, maybe there's a light at the end of the tunnel and we're gonna get back to work. The hard part is, you know, a league like Bundesliga, one of the top probably three leagues in the world, with their advertising and being able to have not only a national audience in Germany, but a worldwide audience, I think they can do some things where they're able to make some money in terms of sponsors and things like that, which make it somewhat worth it for them to get back in the mix. But I think for the smaller leagues like ourselves, I'm not sure playing in front of empty stadiums is real sensible. For us, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
Right. You're listening to Coach Peter Fuller of the Chattanooga FC here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Well, how stir crazy are you, Coach?
I am. I've actually been working out a bunch. I've been running somewhere between 6 and 8 miles a day. So I've lost a bunch of weight and trying to, work on not just the physical side of things, but getting online and looking at different training methods, techniques, looking at some of the top coaches in the world, trying to study up, do some things that I wouldn't normally get to do during a season grind. But it's interesting. I talked to our players. I've talked to a lot of the Chattahooligans. We try and visit with them if we can once a week. And I think whatever I'm feeling in terms of wanting to get back to work, I love to work. So for me, that probably more than anything else is driving me nuts. I really love what I do and enjoy where I work. So I just miss that side of it. It's interesting talking to other people and as I said, our fan base, and everybody's ready just for this thing to be over and to get back at it.
I mean, and I know y'all have got optimistic hopes in the date of May, but have y'all had any kind of conversations about when we let fans come back into this thing? Because all the lower-level sports that don't have sizable TV revenue coming in.
Yes.
They've got to have the fans in attendance. Otherwise, it's not a business proposition that works.
Exactly. And that's it. I mean, that was, again, my answer earlier on about, you know, the Bundesliga coming back in.
Right.
And that it really does. It's not a model for us that works. It just doesn't. So we've got to be able to put people in the seats. And if we can't do that, then I don't see a real reason for us to get back on the field yet.
Right. My question would be for you and the leadership of the league and the individual teams. You guys play at Finley, and if you had a crowd of 5,000, you could socially distance 5,000 people in a venue that seats 20,000. But how logistically would you get those 5,000 people in the event, and how would they then go to the bathroom or the concession stand or all the other things?
I think it would demand a lot of preparation. I think the other side of it is it probably would demand a lot of staff specifically set aside just for the bathroom. Putting lines down there at Finley outside the restrooms, outside the concession stand, getting people to stay six feet apart. As you see now a lot in grocery stores and things like that. So I think it seems like we would probably end up doubling our game day staff, maybe tripling it, to make something like that happen. But you're right. In a 18,000-20,000 seat stadium like Finley, the bottom line is you could socially distance that and make it work. What kind of an atmosphere it would be, I have no idea. I don't think any of us do.
Right.
But I'll tell you this, at least we'd still be playing.
Right, and absolutely. No, absolutely.
And that's the thing.
And I know I speak for all of us here on Press Row. Not in a million years are we trying to throw point fingers or play the blame game on this. It's just there are so many different things that we've never had to think about in a time like this that it's just staggering of the details that now whatever the next chapter of normal is going to be.
Yeah, exactly. And I think I agree with that. And I it's funny, I, as we all do probably now, you watch a lot of watching a lot of TV, listening to social media, those kinds of things. There's actually some really interesting ideas out there on how to make it work. And I think one of the things that I've always felt for us as Americans is that we're great at thinking outside the box when we have to.
Right.
And this is the time when we have to. And there's been some really interesting ideas thrown out there. Restaurants talking about how, you know, maybe rather than dining inside, we dine outside.
I got one for you, Coach. I got one for you.
Sure.
All right. Get your players. The NBA this weekend is doing a game of horse with some of its stars.
Yeah.
Give me a game of horse on Facebook from your guys at various locales doing soccer trick shots, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times off the left foot, kicked in from 40 yards, good. And then he challenges the next guy on your team.
That's a great idea. It's funny, our last time that we chatted as a group, we talked about the guys coming up with a lot of those kinds of ideas. One of the things Nisa is doing right now, you might find interesting, is that each team in Nisa has had to select 4 players, and they're having a FIFA tournament.
Right.
The guys were all over our goalkeeper, Phil D'Amico, because he had a 1-0 lead, I think, yesterday, and he let a goal in an injury time, and all the guys said, typical goalkeeper. So how do you let that happen? But you're right. That's your idea is a great one, and I think it's something we should definitely we'll add that one to the list of things that we need to do. So.
You're- You're listening to Chattanooga FC coach Peter Fuller here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Now, would you want Bill Elliott or Tim Kelly to try to social distance the Chattahooligans?
It'll definitely be Tim Kelly. Bill's too nice. He's just not going to take on that role. He's much more comfortable, I think, at the good job rather than the bad job. Tim can take care of that. He's doing just fine. My vote is definitely with him.
Well, listen, Coach, thanks as always for joining us. We hope to see you guys on the pitch sooner than later, but we always appreciate you dropping in here on Press Row.
Guys, anytime, you know that. And if there's anything I can ever do for you, you guys let me know. And hang in there just as we're hanging in there.
Sounds great. Always enjoy talking to you. Peter Fuller, the Chattanooga FC coach, 648-1051 is the number. Back with more. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.